boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona.
And I'm Kiana J.
Yay! Vicky and Kiana today in for The Broadcast, and we have a very special guest, one of my very good and dear friends of mine, very creative person. We've talked about her on the podcast before when we had Mary St. Sinan, but I'd like to have everyone welcome my good friend, Lachelle Claypool. How are you, darling?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Why are you in here? Because you're an amazing artist. You have many, many projects you're going on right now, but mainly you are a photographer.
So I hear.
So you hear? Yeah. How long have you been doing this photography thing?
For about 4 years, I think. About 4 years. I've always wanted to do it, but I've been hardcore doing it seriously for the last 4 years.
Oh, sorry, I'm just adjusting stuff so I can see your pretty faces. But the thing about your photography, you do your regular if you wanted to just do simple model shoots, but you have a really awesome style. It's very horror-centric. Not horror. Horror.
Oh, horror, whatever.
I mean, same thing. Yeah. Well, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. You got very macabre blood and high priestess. And
I like to call it violent abstract. That would be the genre I've created.
Violent abstract.
Yeah, I think that's the best description.
What are some of the awesome shoots you've gotten to do?
Oh my God, where do I even start? I have done photo shoots of ogres and Vikings trying to assault women, dragging them into water and murder, all sorts of crazy things. I'm doing a whole homeless shoot right now, actually posed as a homeless person, and just to like kind of get the other side of it, and then went and handed out all the money that I made as a homeless person to all the homeless people, and then I like to meet with them and like pay them to do photo shoots and things like that. So it's like a secret series I'm doing right now.
Oh, it's one of your that we'll have a we're looking forward to see when it's all done.
It'll be a tabletop book eventually.
But yeah, if you want to check out her work, you can check out there's her Facebook page. It's D-Evolutionary Photography. That is her fan page. It's D-E-Evolutionary Photography. You can find a lot of cool stuff. Her website, the D, which is with two D's, D-E. Well, because it's evolutionary, get it? I don't know if that makes sense, but thedevolutionary.com. And you also have Instagram and Tumblr, deevolutionary. So, yay!
Yeah, I don't mess with that Twitter stuff.
The Twitter. You also have a DeviantArt as well.
I do have a DeviantArt, and I believe it's also deevolutionary, although I don't check it enough. Honestly,
there's so much social networking, social media. It's hard to get connected to everything. I'm really bad at Twitter. I'm getting there.
Yeah,
I don't like Twitter. I think I've made 3 posts and it's mostly, why does this exist?
I'm not sure what I'm doing on here, but
I don't like
Do you have a Twitter, Kiana?
I do.
Do you use it?
Barely.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think I'll use it to like call out if I do like a particularly good set that I feel like would go well with a famous artist that I might like Nine Inch Nails or something like that. Did you hear me, Trent Reznor?
He's totally listening to this podcast, by the way.
He should be, yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't he be? He just knows. I took a picture with his name earlier, so he should know.
Automatically.
I'm here, and he should listen to me, and he should hire me to do his photos, right?
Yeah, I think that's how
ultimate
it works.
Goals.
No, but you have been doing all these really awesome shoots, and you have great pictures you post up all the time, whether it's in the desert or in the forest, or it's really awesome to see your work and how like it changes up with depending on the because you do a lot of repeat models, so it's awesome to see like Mary St. Sinan, who we had on the podcast previously, just her different shoots, and it's
completely out of her normal
pinup
and made her into a high priestess, and like we have therapeutic art shoots. Like Mary and I will call each other up and be like, I'm feeling this way, I need you to writhe on the ground for me so I can vicariously live through you, you know, or like vice versa, I need you to capture this feeling and so we'll have it forever. And that's almost all of our shoots. It's not like planned out, it's all emotion.
Okay. And that's like, that is the greatest form of therapy, I think. It's in the greatest form of art comes from all that, those anger and the feelings. Like, you can't really have art without pain. And that's what I freaking love, whether it's music, whether it's movies, whether it's photography, especially your pictures, because they're really intense. They're really awesome.
They are. They are pretty intense. I've seen some of them.
Thank you. Wow. And I have 18 shoots booked for this month so far, coming back from L.A.
Because you used to live in Seattle. You are currently living in L.A. and you're here visiting, doing shoots.
Temporarily. Then it'll be Las Vegas for a little while temporarily.
It's awesome. You're kind of living a vagabond, awesome. I'm jealous because that's kind of the life that I would be doing right now.
The more I travel, the more I tend to meet amazing people. I met the makeup artist I'm talking to the makeup artist for American Horror Story and The Walking Dead. Dang. One of them, Carrie Casey, and he's expressed interest in collaborating with me, and I got to do the RX Bandits photos for my friend's band, Cloud Captive, like opened for them in Las Vegas, and that was really good.
Oh, cool. Band pictures, too.
I do. Hopefully, when I get back to L.A., I'll be doing photos for Diego Ibarra, which is the guitar player for Static X.
Yeah.
And lead singer died, Wayne Static. But they're still, like, doing like, projects, like, tribute things. And he expressed wanting to do, like, a black and white shoot with me and things like that. So.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
I hate L.A., but.
You don't like L.A.?
No.
What don't you like about it?
Everything. People... I shouldn't say mean things.
It's different down there.
It is very different.
People seem to not be aware that they're really self-obsessed. I don't think it's like a purposeful thing. I think that people are just so conditioned there to pay attention to like their own little bubbles because everyone has these huge dreams and that's where everyone goes for those dreams, you know, is there. And I'm just kind of in the background like, I don't care. I'm going to go back to Seattle, you guys. Bye. I'm just going to go everywhere
And then I'm going to go to Vegas, and then we'll see where the wind takes you after Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is only because it's just ridiculously cheap, and I can go to Alaska. I'm going to go do a month of adventure photography there.
Dang. Oh, wow.
Try to submit to National Geographic. I've really been holding out on that, but I think that my work is finally like where I think it's good enough, and I'm hard on myself. So,
And if you ever like, if you were in Alaska or in LA or in Vegas, and you want to get a shoot with her, you have a fan page, which is the D-Evolutionary Photography. But if you have your own personal Facebook page, which anybody can add you.
Yep,
you'll add everybody. Lachelle Claypool.
As long as you're respectful and not some crazy misogynist or murderer or something.
Yeah,
but if you like to play a murderer, we can be best friends.
Yes.
There we go.
But yeah, you can contact her for prints there. You do have prints available, schedule shoots. But you're also doing something that's really awesome, I think. You're doing a trans series. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I have a bunch of friends in Seattle who are transsexual or transgender, and my brother came out to me, who's born female-bodied, recently, that he feels like this is the right path for him, and we've never really gotten along before this, but I see him like getting a whole bunch of drive and like started a nonprofit, which I can't remember the name
Free
of right
this
now.
Man.
Free This Man.
Okay.
And they just got a grant, and like they don't have a website yet, just a Facebook page.
Yeah, and that's Free This Man -FTM. That's the nonprofit organization.
He's in Oklahoma trying to make this change. I'm the only family member that's supportive of this at all, so to try to like really show him that he can do all the things. I want to raise money through my Sans Trans series. Everything that I make with any of the prints that I sell, the photo shoots that are, you know, people want to be a part of, that they want to pay me for through that, is going straight to him to get his surgery. And I'll be starting also a GoFundMe soon for that to, like, help round it out. I'll be accepting art from other people if they want to donate pieces to me for me to like sell off to all put towards that would be great. I'm still kind of working out the details of that, but I'm also going to be starting, and this will be a little bit down the line after the surgery is done, everything after that, because I'll be continuing the series, like my entire photography career will be going towards starting an adult LGBT. It's going to be all inclusive, but it's going to focus on like safety and a home for the LGBT homeless people, adult homeless people, because there's a lot of youth help, but once you get to be an adult, it ends, or a lot of them are like religious based, and a lot of people who are trans or gay or whatever don't feel comfortable going to those and will remain on the streets. And that's something that I learned from the people in LA, is like there's a lot of them were on the streets because they have a partner and they couldn't share a bed in the homeless shelters. They were separated and then harassed and feared for their lives, so it was safer for them to sleep on the streets. Which is insane.
So not only are you creating awesome artwork, you're doing a lot of awesome things to help your community and help all these awesome causes, which makes you awesome.
Yeah. We are our brother's keeper, and everyone has to remember that. I see a lot of people being really self-serving, and like I said, it's not purposeful, and it doesn't make them bad people, but they tend to be in their own bubbles, and if we want a full life, we have to be there for the other people, and it's like... it doesn't just affect those people. It affects everyone. The quality of living in mass, you know, the mm-hmm. way that our streets are, how clean our environment is, like all of these things are affected. So you have to step up and do something at some point if you want to complain, you know, like I complain. So I have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually a really good point. If you're going to complain, do something about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But you also did a series, which I'm probably gonna have to bleep out, but it's kind of with the whole trans thing. Can you tell us what it's called?
Unsolicited.
Yep.
That was the very first of the trans series, and this beautiful human, Salem, inspired me through their own like struggles with gender dysphoria and things like that to do that. And it kind of just evolved. They really inspired me. And then my brother came out to me, you know, as being transgender. And
what are the pictures kind of like? Or like, I mean, we can be descriptive. If it gets dirty, I can right. bleep it. But
so the pictures are of this person nude, and they have female body, but they identify they, they're, them. Gender fluid, I believe, is the term that they use. It's different for everyone. So if I said it wrong, I'm very sorry, Salem. But
she's wearing are wearing marital aids. That's what I'm going to call it. because that's radio.
Yeah,
okay.
I understand.
Yeah.
Marital aids. Yeah. I think that's still a little too descriptive. But breasts out, covered in blood, gas mask on. Actually, I'm going to be getting a tattoo of that before I go because I'm very
really?
Proud of that picture. Oh, wow. That's what started Unsolicited. And I can't say that normally. I have to say it with like a weird slur in my voice. Mm-hmm. But they gave me a lot of insight into the trans world and made me comfortable enough to like ask and explore my own sexual identity and things like that. And has really just been the beacon for this whole series and the start of it. So yeah, those ones are my favorite out of the whole series. I think Nothing Can Hold a Flame, because not only did we do these photos, it was their idea. I'm going to get it wrong every 3 seconds because I'm an idiot. But
it's a little difficult. I mean, we are trained to be a certain way.
Right.
And it's not that we're being insensitive. It's just it's natural
right,
conditioning, you know.
Right. It is natural conditioning.
And it's, you know, I mean,
as long as you
are apologetic and you're
right,
trying to
genuine,
respectful.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it's
because like, that bugs me, too, when people get really mad. I'm like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Know that I'm trying to get
it's
it right.
It's being able to differentiate between the people who are, you know, human and make mistakes and are instantly like, damn, I said the wrong thing. Ah, let me fix that real quick. Like, just remind me. And mm-hmm. everyone that I know, because I have like a good 10 plus friends that are transgender, you know, everyone I know, when I slip up, I'm always like, I'm sorry. They're like, thank you for trying. Thank
yeah.
you for mm-hmm. trying. You're undoing 20. I'm 27. I'm undoing 27 years. And it's not about me. I want to make that very clear. Like,
yeah.
it's not about me. It's, you know, it's about being respectful. But I think that you can tell that there's
yeah.
a common respect there, you know. And eventually it'll sink in and it'll be second nature for me. And if they can just be patient with me.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of this is just like a thing with the last few years has been coming out. A lot of the, you know, people being able to open up. It's not because people used to think it was black and white. You know, it's like either.
It's not. It's rainbow colored.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You know.
Well, like I feel like it's progressed. It used to be like, oh, you're either gay or straight. Then it's like, oh, you're gay, straight or bi. Oh, now it's like all these
yeah.
different things.
And
I feel like there's more.
There.
And,
yeah.
But it's just it's, nobody's ever really been able
no one's
to.
Really talked about
it's like
about
being
it.
Able to identify it and talk about it is a big
yeah.
thing. And I'm like really happy. But we all have to be patient with each other.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
for people that don't understand it or who aren't supportive of it to come around, you know,
yeah.
I'm dealing with that with like my father, because I, you know, I tried to talk to him and actually stopped associating with him because he was being very negative about the whole transgender thing, you know, saying it didn't exist. And I felt like I couldn't communicate with someone like doing what I'm doing, father or not. I couldn't communicate with him and be a part of his life if he was going to be so left winged about
mm-hmm.
all of this. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I still have to be patient and like understand that one day like there might be a come around and then I'll be like, oh, hi. But until then, I have to be like, no,
yeah.
I can't talk to you, you know.
And I mean, if you want to go check out what Lachelle's doing, go check out her Facebook page, D-Evolutionary Photography. Oh, don't forget to add her on her
yes.
her personal Facebook
Lachelle
page,
Claypool.
Lachelle Claypool. On Facebook, that's where you can go for her for prints, schedule shoots, donate also to the cause between the homeless shelter and everything you're trying to do with that, or also with the trans work you're doing
right.
for your brother and for the community.
And if you know the transgender agenda means something to you and you want to be a part of it, I'm always looking. This is one of few things that I'm doing free shoots for because it's so important. But I just ask that if you want to be a part of it, you donate what you can. You know, mm-hmm. and if you can't and you just want to contribute your like your beautiful body and be a piece of my art for this, that's great, too. But I want more people behind it. I want everyone together and rally because that's how we share the love and, you know, and show people what it's really about.
And you do so many things. On top of all that, you also have the dreaded end, which you're making currently your own dreadlocks.
I am. I got addicted. Actually, Fox Chalker, who's a model that's from here that came up to Seattle or to L.A. to shoot with me, told me how to make dreads. And I was like, well, I can do that. I can do all the things. So I just
so you made some for yourself and then you're like, OK, I'm addicted.
15 hours later.
Wow. A lot of work.
They're pretty intense, yeah, but they're beautiful. I wished everyone could see them.
Yeah, we'll take a picture. We'll post definitely. It on Facebook, so we'll have a picture together.
You can put the picture of me by the Nine Inch Nails.
Okay,
up.
We'll do that. We'll do that one. That one's a good one. No, but that like this is all awesome, and that's what I think. It's like associating yourself with awesome people who mm-hmm. are driven, who want to do awesome work, create amazing artwork. That's I don't know. That's just my thing.
Yeah,
and you're like one of my buddies, and we've shot before. We did a photo shoot.
We did that post-apocalyptic mm-hmm. shoot. Mm-hmm. Oh, that all was bloody. Amazing. Yeah,
and we have another.
We should post pictures of that.
Yeah,
too.
I'll post a little album of it.
Yeah,
We have another shoot coming up, and we haven't really decided.
Tomorrow morning,
at
7 a.m.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, because I just got a message from my roommate. So originally, here's how my day was going to go tomorrow. Let's get into the life of Vicky. My roommate's leaving for a work trip uh-huh. early in the morning to a different country. Oh. Yeah, he's going to Dublin, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, I know. I hate him. So he's like, okay, my flight leaves at 6, so we'll leave here at 4. I'm like, no, you have to be at the airport by 4. At the
oh,
very
easy. International flight,
you have yeah. to be there 2 hours early.
Right.
So we're leaving at like 3:30. And so he's like, okay. And then he just messaged me and he's like, my flight is at 11. I'm like, you a-hole. So I might have him take the bus. Because I didn't want him to take the bus that early.
Yeah.
I think he's like, good now. We have art to make.
Okay. Yeah, we have art to make.
For art.
Yes.
Make your friends suffer for art. That's my slogan,
you
right?
Take the bus anytime.
Well, for our shoot, it was what, March? February?
Yeah.
And I got into the water.
I should warn anyone that wants to shoot with me, bring a towel.
Bring an extra clothes.
Yeah,
I brought socks.
Mary St. Sin has almost had
hyperthermia.
I really need to make some if you die, it's not my fault.
release forms.
Yeah. Release forms. Yeah,
that's all it says. It's in crayon. If I die, it
just
is not
sign
my fault.
Here,
if you
please.
Die, it's not my fault. You just snorted. That was so cute.
Lord,
but I love the way you shoot because it's.
I won't ask my models to do anything I won't do, but damn it, sometimes you need to get into the water.
And get dirty.
Yeah. My last shoot, when I did Mary St. Sin and her now boyfriend, Reed, mm-hmm. I introduced him, by the way. I play matchmaker with my photos.
Which is awesome, because if you look at the pictures, there's some where they look really violent. There's one where they're looking at each other's face. I'm so like, this is the first day they met, and they are now dating.
I did that on purpose. I just want the whole world to know I did that on purpose.
Because you knew they would dig each other.
He's a Viking, and she's like a... She's from, like, she's one of the women in Sparta, you
like,
know?
She's an Amazonian.
She is, like, I have put Mary on such a pedestal in my mind. I'm like, oh, she is literally my favorite model. She can do anything. She has gotten into a pool in 20-degree weather. I had to break, it was 10 o'clock at night, and I had my friend break this pool apart. We're living in Linwood, and just, there was ice all over the pool, broke all the ice apart, and Mary got in it, no top on. Just crazy, nothing but a shop light, no planning. She was just like, we have to shoot. I'm like, okay, High Priestess, come on, throw some crap on and get over here. And she did, and we did, and she almost froze her butt off. I'm like trying to pull her out, and she's like, I'm doing it. I'm amazing, and I can do anything. I'm insusceptible to dying, apparently. I think
She's a tough cookie.
She's a cyborg, actually. Mary isn't a human, so now everyone knows.
Well, and she makes the best fried chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm good. From the South, yes. I grew up in Oklahoma, Texas, and Mary's chicken is... My gosh.
It's like that's saying something.
I could just die.
I can't wait for her to finally open up a restaurant again. I'm
She's
so excited.
Working on it.
Yeah, I mean, slowly but surely. But yeah, I think it'll get there.
She needs to give herself a little time to recoup. She tends to be a workaholic, but I can't really say anything.
No, yeah.
I work 14 hours a day.
Yeah,
that's
like turning on the kettle black. You know?
It was like 18 shoots in 1 month, and you're extending your stay because you were going to leave like before the month was over.
Yeah, I was going to leave the 25th, but I'm getting so many people that are wanting to shoot with me, and I really want to accommodate everyone and do, I mean, frankly, I'm already put half the money I've made into more art, so I still need to make more money. You're not going
to
lie.
You're trying to do more art, donate to good causes.
Yeah,
doing a lot of
I have
stuff.
A lot of things I'm trying to do, and I make my living with my photography, 100% with my photography, and now my dreads. And also, my friend and I are, I'm going to have her start to make, because as you can see, no one else can see, but you can see my beautiful denim vest I've made. I've started customizing clothes, too, and people have been approaching me about that. So me being me, I'm like, oh,
I can do
one more crafty thing to do, and then I can make money with it, too, and just like, have fun.
So when will I sleep? Never!
I sleep 3 hours a night. What are you talking about?
That's a lot, man.
I wake
I
up in
know.
The morning and I'm like last night I went to my friend's band, Morning Glory Revival. Great band. Everyone check them out.
Morning Glory Revival.
Yes. Okay. They're great. They're kind of like psychedelic blues funk.
Cool.
They got some groove and some moving. I know. I was the only one dancing last night. Like people, I was taking photos and dancing. I'm multi-talented. I like to do all the things at one time. I'm surprised I didn't have like my metal spikes and my hammer like making my
like
jacket.
Making dreads on the side too.
Making dreads with the other hands. Like I need all the hands.
All the hands. You need to have some sort of surgery that gives you a couple more arms.
I know. Well, I do have 40 cameras. I need enough hands to hold at least half of those.
Oh, wow.
I have an addiction.
And speaking of more stuff you're doing, you're also a part of a celebration of imperfection through art and music, Oddities. It's a fundraising event, and it's going to be...
I was just a shoo-in for that one, wasn't I?
Right. At the In Arts Collective on Capitol Hill, Saturday, May 16th, and there'll be a lot of awesome artists there as well as performances.
My beautiful friend Morgan will be performing, and Ashen.
Lots of like
Actually,
they're gonna be a burlesque
the
right
there's a lot of people here I didn't even
yep we can post
oh,
a link
yeah.
to that too.
Ryan Henry Ward will be there. I'm actually pretty I didn't even realize I'm pretty like proud to be there with him because he's like a local celebrity you
he's
know?
Done a lot of really like he does like if that I call it very iconic Sasquatch drawing. I see that everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I see it's like very cartoony.
I always associate him with like what is it, the gnome? I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I'm not sure.
I think
Gnome seems like
paintings. When I first moved here 2 years ago, I lived over by Inner Bay, and I remember seeing like the Henry paintings everywhere. That was like the first art that I found identifiable here. So I think it's cool just 2 years later, you know, that I'm be in like a, in the same like art show with him, even though I know like I've literally haven't checked into this as much as I should. I'm just
You're doing everything.
I just made like 30 prints before I came down here and was like, these will work, I think. That's pretty much how I plan everything. You're like, oh, write a bio, and 5 minutes before I get here, I'm like, this is about me.
It works for you though. Like, I mean, I couldn't do it just because I'd mess everything up.
This is my secret.
But this is your style.
I get high and I can just talk for hours.
You're a little high now.
Thank you for being legal, Seattle. You're my friend.
Now, does that bug you when you're in California? You're like, I can't do anything.
Marijuana is just like such a weird industry there. I just, here it's like, oh yeah, you can get jobs rolling blunts for professionally, you know, and...
That's a job title.
That's a job title
I am a professional blunt roller.
I'm a professional blunt roller now too, you guys. I do all the things. I make clothes, make dreads, make art, and...
Roll blunts. Is there anything you can't do?
I can't sing in anything but the tone of Ogre.
What?
I can
what? Okay, wait. No, keep talking. What?
So my friend Sean and I, you know Sean, Dargle.
He's your ogre.
He is my ogre. This is my spirit animal and my favorite male model because, good God, I will hand him a hammer or a hatchet and be like, I need you to growl and jump around. And he's just like, rawr! Growl. I can't say that word, but that's what he says.
No, he has a very expressive face, and he's but like he's like you talk to him. He's like the sweetest guy ever.
Actually, we're gonna be acting in a Mad Max spoof together while I'm here. Cool. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Again, more stuff you're doing.
I have a problem.
You helped shoot a video or something when you were in LA as well.
I was helping film and I was acting. I was like the bartender that just didn't care and was smoking cigarettes while people were dying, like in a web series, Ghost. It's not done yet, but actually they have a whole production, $2 Fish, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's their production. And then they have a rap group called Dollar Brothers, and I did some photos for them while they're recording that I've yet to edit because all my photos died for a little while.
Yeah, you had some computer issues for a minute.
Oh, you mean the man knocking my laptop off of the table at Starbucks and destroying my hard drive? Ooh. That one, while I was setting down to make my 30,000 photo backup?
Oh. Yeah,
that's an issue. I just looked at that's why I started crafting, actually. I couldn't take photos for a month, and I just like didn't want to cry a lot. I was like, I'm not gonna cry.
But you're getting a lot of those, you're retrieving a lot of those pictures back.
I'm retrieving all of them slowly because the person that's kindly doing it for me is extremely busy. He works on feature films and all that jazz.
That's
so
awesome.
He's just like three jobs deep. Just insanity. I'm like, when do you sleep? He's like, never. I'm like, I want to say something to you about that, but I can't say anything.
Nope.
Because when do I sleep? If I'm awake, I'm like, must do the things with my hands. I work.
Got to keep working.
Yep.
Again, check her out, Facebook or website, thedevolutionary.com or Devolutionary Photography, or also add her on her page, Lachelle Claypool. And that way you can see everything she's doing, whether it's a web series, doing a Mad Max spoof, photography, dreads, everything. Jeez, woman.
I have a problem. Everybody can come out and meet me at the Woodshed Show tonight at Studio 7, too.
That, too.
I'll be rocking out and taking photos.
She's the one with the blue and purple dreads.
Yes.
So go find her.
I'll probably be slapping you in the face with them on accident.
Yeah. Well, you're teeny tiny. You're short. She's shorter than me. Tell you everything.
We're at the Kings of Cavalier show. Sean and I were, and I was headbanging for the first time with them, and he said I just kept hitting him in the face.
They're pretty long.
I went from having a mohawk to like I wanted dramatically longer hair. So
I like it. It works.
Mm-hmm. It does. Took forever and a day.
I have to sneeze. Sorry. Okay, it went away.
Just a
weird face.
I wish that was transferable.
No, that doesn't work very well. No sneezing. Anywho, well, let's talk a little. I never actually gave the phone number for the podcast. I always forget. So for those who would like to contact us, we have a phone number. It's 253-271-9343. Feel free to call us if you're drunk or if you're high, if you're bored,
if you're drunk. It's 12:16. Bring me some.
Well, I mean, like, this is a podcast. It can be downloaded at any time.
Nice,
so
yeah.
You know, or whatever. But, like, if you have the phone number, just keep the phone number in your phone and just give us a call.
Call and bug Vicky. She hates it.
No, I don't mind. Like, I think it's awesome. Like, if you just want to rant about something, if you want to bitch about something, if you have any questions for us, feel free to ask us. We have a Facebook page as well. Email is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. Twitter is thebroadcast999. We're getting better at the Twitter. Like I said, I'm not a Twitter person, so.
Why does Twitter exist? Why does
I don't know,
Twitter
but
exist?
It's popular. It's here,
whatever.
And it's, you know, it works for some people.
Just set it on fire. A lot of information on there you can get pretty
It's pretty quick,
so.
Yeah. That's
I
why.
Know, it just seems so. I was going to say it seems ego-serving, but so does everything else. In fact, on my Instagram, my bio about me is ego-serving high notes about myself. That's what it says.
I feel like, that's what a lot of these are, especially like we're the selfie generation. And
I forget to take selfies. I'm the photographer, and I perpetually forget. Like, I don't exist in photos 90% of the time. Unless it has to do with Nine Inch Nails, of course.
Yes, of course.
As we just discovered.
It's interesting because my roommate would always give me crap for taking a selfie and posting it. It's like, but then Jolene, who, for those who don't know, she does the afternoon or night shift here at the KISW, and she's freaking awesome, rock goddess.
Yes,
you'd love her. And she sent me this article once, and it was basically this woman saying, "Why do we have to get crap for taking selfies? Like, if it makes you feel good, if in that moment you look in the mirror and you feel great about yourself and you want to document it." Like, what's so bad about that?
I definitely did that on the way to El Corazon. I was doing photos for Raw Dogs and Butterflies of Death, and I had like this black skin tight dress
on.
Oh,
I love that dress.
Like, the jewelry. Yeah, you were there when I bought it. I wore that, yeah, to that show with the heels and everything, and I was like, well, I want to do me. I'm going to do me. So,
so just gonna take
all the
pictures.
Photos. Like,
take a couple selfies. I look awesome.
Yeah, you look good.
I'm gonna put those in Spank Bank for later.
Yeah, your own Spank Bank for yourself.
I have that exists. I have those photos that are just like make me want to do me so hard.
Well, like, okay, so this is like, I don't know if all ladies do this, so I'm going to ask you ladies.
I posted about that on Facebook.
I think I did see that, but yeah. I think something that all ladies do, and you guys can back me up or disagree with me, but sometimes I will look in the mirror and I'm like, God damn, I look good. Or I remember I was in a friend's bathroom and she had a mirror specifically placed, and as I was pulling my pants up, I'm like, whoa, my ass looks good today.
Look at that ass.
So I took, you know, an ass picture where I'm like, here's my booty. And I save it for later, because sometimes when guys are like, hey, send me a cute picture, I'm like, oh,
already
I'm
done.
I'm like, I look like an ogre right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 90% of the time they ask you for a picture where you're like,
I'm not wearing makeup. Yeah. I don't wear makeup often because I wake up so early. I love makeup. It's just
I don't wear makeup often because I'm lazy.
That too. That's mine too.
I was an exotic dancer for 4 years. You know,
well,
after
awesome.
Doing that, it's like I don't want to do my makeup ever again.
Do you have any awesome stories about being an exotic dancer?
I kicked him. Oh, I have so many.
Right. I love stories. Like story time. Let's go.
The first day I ever danced, I danced with she went by like Bridget the Midget. Like,
her?
Yeah. I don't think it was the actual like porn star Bridget the Midget, but she went by Bridget the Midget.
Okay.
Could have been. I don't know. I don't often go looking for that porn
star. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. That's
no offense.
Not
it's not.
That's not the porn I look for.
Everybody has different porn views.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about mine, but...
Yeah, we'll scare a few people. Anywho, you were dancing with her.
But, yeah, they wanted me to dance with her on stage for the first, and I couldn't take her seriously because of her attitude, and, like, the fact that she was really, like, pushing being objectified for being a short person, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was, like, really... She'd be like, could you put your shoes on? Could you put my shoes on? Could you dress me, essentially? Like... In the dressing room? Yeah, she wanted me to, like, essentially dress her, and I'm like, look, I'm short, you're short, I don't care. I don't care that you're short. Like, you can put on your own shoes. We're not doing this.
And, like, there's a difference if she said,
really
hey...
It's really weird.
If I put my corset on, can you lace me up?
Right, no, she just, like, she'd be like, I'm so short. Like, literally, these are the things she would say. I'm like, my dad's a paraplegic. And do you know how much sympathy he gets from me? None, because he told me don't. So I don't. Because you can do the things, you can do it. I believe in you. Okay. Like, my favorite though was this man tried to grab me inappropriately, as they do sometimes, which is why I'm no longer a dancer, because I will hurt someone. I'm vicious, 85 pounds, and I will stomp you into the ground. But he just reached up and tried to grab me, and I had all my nice 8-inch stilettos, and there was a bar above, and I grabbed onto it and swung myself into him so hard that I knocked him back 3 tables. He knocked all the tables over, all the chairs, and I left like a bloody indention in his chest.
Jeez,
don't mess with me.
That's pretty freaking hardcore.
I giggled so hard. I was like, yay, yay, I'll hurt you, you see? He just like got up shamefully, face just flushed red, and just like hurried out of the bar.
As he should.
Like, I just like to dance. Anyone that knows me knows I will dance in the middle of a parking lot if a song comes on. Like, I'm always moving and grooving. It doesn't matter. I was the only person dancing last night, and I did it. Like, a couple other people started grooving because I was dancing, but... Can't touch me.
Strip club etiquette. Like, what are some things that people should know going to a strip club? What are the do's and don'ts?
First of all, actually, I had a discussion about this with my friend. Well, I wouldn't call him my friend. He's not my friend. A person I know, Edmund, who used to live in the Wittershin house with me. We got into a discussion about it, and I believe it was him or someone else decided that throwing change at strippers was okay.
What? No,
don't
not making
ever,
it hail.
Unless you want to die a very painful death, don't ever, 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 for the love of all that is holy, throw change at a stripper.
What if it's like thousands of dollars worth of doubloons?
Ow!
Well, they can be small. They're just gold.
Yeah, but if you throw $1,000 of anything at someone, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
That's pretty heavy. No change. Because then you have to, like, 90% of times, these dancers are drunk, okay? Let's
really?
Just be frank.
Oh, okay.
Drunk as hell. I was drunk. I was like drunk. I was happy and I was drunk because all the drinks were free, you know, until
Well, you
I
were
learned.
In a different state, yeah.
Yeah, I was in
Seattle.
Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, you can't drink here.
No.
So they're probably, some of them are secretly drunk.
They're probably either secretly drunk or they're high on the marijuana that is mm-hmm. legal.
Right.
Or something.
Which just makes me like, what did you just say to me? You know? I'll kill you. What?
It's like smoke pot. Hey, man, I'm going to dance
See,
for
yeah,
you.
I'm like that, but I'm also like, did you just, tried to touch me?
No touchy.
I kill. But yeah.
So yeah, don't make it hail.
Yeah, don't make it hail. You can make it rain with soft dollar bills. I really say, like, what's a dollar? We work for our dollars. Like, well, I'm not a dancer anymore, mm-hmm. but they work for every dollar. They have to pay out over $100 a night to the club. Like... Mm-hmm.
And plus maybe DJ tipping and
DJ
then if you have a bar maybe.
Club, yeah. DJ bar, whatever, this and that. It's different everywhere. But they have to pay to work. You have to pay to work there.
It's kind of like a salon. Sometimes you rent your space.
$5 bills. Yeah. Don't grab their boobs unless they tell you to because, hey, some of them like that. And it's only objectifying if they say it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, because some people are like, oh, I want you
to stab me for that statement. Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah, but... Some people might, they're like, hey, I want you to motorboat me. Okay. You know, it's like if they say it's cool, then it's
cool.
Don't
try to solicit them, even if they are girls that will give a in the back. Don't encourage it. Don't encourage it. Go to Las Vegas. Okay.
Go to the Bunny Ranch.
Nothing wrong with sex work, but not out of a strip club because it's not classy. It's not classy. Girls don't give. Don't.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do those things
so
in
don't,
a strip club.
Don't solicit it. Don't make it hail. Tip well. Mm-hmm.
Fold the dollars in half. It's easier to see if you put them in a little triangle, you know?
Okay.
But they shouldn't be dollar bills. Let me just stress that. Give your dancers like $5 because they're shaking their booties hard and dancing isn't easy. You try dancing in Aiden's stilettos.
For like a good...
I did it six days a week for 9 hours a night and I was dancing to like Slayer and like
you're headbanging and
everything. Yeah, like White Zombie where, you know, disco metal. You can dance and headbang at the same time. I perfected that. But
all right, since we're doing tips, I'm curious, do you have any tips for people who want to become photographers or who want to start being in front of the camera?
Yeah.
Tip one for photographers, please don't put logos on your work until you're at least a good year in and you have quality. You can't just say, I am a photographer. You have to work to be an artist.
You have to work hard constantly.
You don't just gain that title. You don't just get to put your logo on there because it devalues other people's hard work. And then everyone's like, oh, I know someone that does it for $50. You're lowering the industry standard for everyone. And then all of us are struggling. I know that my work can warrant me getting paid well every month. But the fact of the matter is, I don't always get 18 shoots a month. You have to dedicate yourself. You can't do it half, you know, half in, half out. You have to... I spent 4 hours every single day for the first 2 years of me doing photography, going out and photographing. I did all my friends' photos for free, and I broke some of the rules I'm talking about, and that's why I know. You know, you have to, like, really be patient with yourself before you go, I'm a professional photographer, mm-hmm. and you start charging people. Because that's not fair to them. You're supposed to be offering art, and too many people are just clicking away with the camera, calling it something that it's not. Like, I want you to be aware, if you do studio photography, you do studio photography. But that doesn't mean that you go out and you make avant-garde art, you know? Like, you have to be aware of what you are, where you are, and, like, the direction that you need to go to grow. You have to always challenge yourself. You have to get dirty. You have to get muddy. You have to get in there so you get the shots that no one else can get, because those are the ones that win. Those are the ones that get seen. Those are the ones that have the most impact.
And have an inspiration, like have,
yeah,
build inspiration in others.
I never just do photos. I got an offer to do the Miss Texas pageant when I was still living in Texas, and I didn't do it because it was too...
It wasn't you.
There's no art behind it. There's nothing. And those have to be captured, but, you know, there's a difference between an artist and a photographer. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really say I'm a photographer. I'm an artist, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I do just as much as post in post sometimes as I do in pre and like shooting, you know. And it's not because I can't take a photo without editing. It's because I'm creating a fantasy, you know, or
and
a
you
more
have,
yeah. vibrant have, reality.
You mm-hmm. have your traditional look. Like, I can look at a picture, even if it doesn't have your logo on it. I'm like, nope, this is a Lachelle picture.
You know, yeah, I stand out. You have to get your niche, and it needs to be something. Please, can we stop just doing the half-assed headshots and calling it art. Seriously, you guys, we have to make art. It has to come from our hearts. It has to mean something. It has to be impactive, or we're just wasting our time. What do you have to leave? You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to give two craps about running around with the camera just taking pictures. You have to feel it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it has to move you, and you need to be able to say that without having to say a word. Like, we really need to work on that. And I'm no better than anyone else. I'm not the best photographer in the world, but I think my passion shows through, and I think that people often lack passion in what they're doing, and they're just doing it to make a buck. If you're going into photography to make a dollar, honey, turn around, because you aren't going to do it. Like, you don't make, it's not easy. I have to scratch and claw to get, and like do other things to maintain with my photography, and it will never be easy for me. So, you know, you have
but
to
you
be
love
dedicated.
It that much.
I do, I love it. And it, like the trans series and some of the other photos I've done have meant so much to the people who are part of it that, you know, it
or
means
even
the
people
world.
Who, yeah, who see it, they feel something out
That's
of it.
Another reason why I'm doing the trans series, because I can't just be making money with it. I have to have something that's not for me. This isn't for me. That's for the people that I love, you know. That's because I am my brother's keeper, and I have to do something where it's not art, it's crap. It all just becomes crap, no matter how good it looks, no matter how talented you are, no matter how well you can compose. If there's no heart, it is crap. And I don't care who gets mad at me for saying that. No heart equals crap.
That's freaking deep, and that is very true.
I get
awesome.
Really fired up about this.
No, I love it.
I get sent pictures all day long. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? And people get mad with me at me when I'm honest. But you know what? That's another tip. Take freaking criticism.
Yeah.
You can get mad about it, but it, like, that's good, because like, let it get you fired up, because people insulted the crap out of me, but they weren't insulting me. If I ask an opinion and the truth is not what I want to hear, and it's not like you're the greatest, well, I need to hear that, because how am I ever going to become good? Mm-hmm. I got this way because people were hard on me, and now I'm to a point where no one says anything bad about my photography, you know? Everyone, even the people who don't like the style.
I have something bad to say. There's not enough.
I have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of photos.
I want more. I like that your face, you actually got scared for a second. Or not scared, but you're like, bring it, Vicky.
Like, what is it going to be? I'm ready. I got an answer for it.
I gotcha. Oh, you have an answer for this one?
I have an answer for everything. You're right. There's not enough. That's why more people need to hire me.
Add her on Facebook, Lichelle Claypool. She'll add Jews. Unless you're being a jerk, then you might get a block.
Be nice.
I've seen some.
Any misogyny or anything deprecating about my people, which is all the people in the world, is not tolerated. So if you're one of those people, you can just move yourself right along. I don't care how much money you have. Integrity is another part of art. Like, that's what differentiates and really sets you apart. I'm going to be famous one day. I have no doubt about that. You know what I mean? I'm going to make all the money, and it's because of that dedication.
And people are going to be listening to this podcast. Oh, my God. It's Lichelle. It's when she was starting.
From the early days.
Oh, my God. I'm already getting, like, noticed when I walk down the street and stuff, and that's, like, cool, like, a nice little local celebrityism. Woo. Which it's, I'm not actually, like, I don't think I'm a celebrity or I'm, like, hot. But. Or anything, you know.
We got some local cred.
But a lot of people know who I am because I've really went above and beyond to put myself out there. I've been on the side of the streets peddling my art because I want, even when I make all the money, I still do that, like that face to face. I turn everything into my photography. My friends are just like, they sit back and watch me work, just like in everyday conversation. And then all of a sudden I'm selling $100 worth of prints that I just happen to have in my bag, you know.
That's awesome.
Like, I never go anywhere without that or without my little spiels and things like that. And I know I have good friends because they don't tell me to shut up.
Yep. Do you have any tips for those who want or are interested in doing modeling or to get them kind
of
calm?
A lot of self-posing.
Whether it's they want to do it professionally or just for
realize
fun.
Realize you're going to have to pay a lot of money for hair, makeup, wardrobe. The people who start modeling in the beginning, they put in a lot of work to get their nails done, to buy the props that they need to execute the visions that we have. You know, like you pay the photographer until you start getting like really published. And that's like the hard part for a lot of models. They don't understand why they have to pay. I've had people come to me that are completely unknown models asking me how much I pay models. And I have to try to explain to them in the nicest way possible that like that's just not how it works. But if you want to, you know, don't just get any photographer. Spend the money. you know, mm-hmm. because I've seen a lot of girls starting off with like just horrible portfolios. If you just spend a little bit extra money, you don't have to have as much portfolio work done, you know, mm-hmm. to like prove yourself. For one, they know how to like really, and a good photographer will give you tips and pointers
and on direct where, you.
Yeah, and direct you. I've shot with a girl who's shot with 100 photographers and she didn't know to find the face or find the sun with her face, the light, you know, like mm-hmm. to put direction. Her eyes towards the light, which is like the simplest thing that a model should know. And she was a great model, but no one had told her because she had been working with subpar photographers. You know, no offense to anyone, just photographers who don't understand the whole craft.
It's not just about the photographer doing their work and the model doing their work. It's a collaboration.
It is a collaboration. And once again, that's where the art comes in. I do all the wardrobe, I mean, not all of it, I do a lot of the wardrobe, hair, makeup, and things like that, but, like, that's why I love Mary St. Sin, because she comes with an idea, and it's not just my vision, which, to me, always comes a little flat and empty, honestly, if it's just me, you know, that's putting the ideas and the thoughts and the heart into it, but with me and Mary, it's like we both have ideas, and we feed off of each other, so something that we create is way fuller, and it has such a deeper meaning, and it, like, everyone is so much more moved by it, just, like, statistically speaking, from all the like hundreds and hundreds of shoots that I've done, you know, like that's the more impactful. So you want someone who can, you want something in your mind for what you want to do. You want to get your simple headshots, you know, and all that stuff, but you want someone who can put creative spins on it every time, spend the extra money, get the photographer who can deliver, you know, because otherwise you're going to be seen as a joke and you want to look professional mm-hmm. from the start. And if you even, come out even, the door
even
like
if
that,
if you're all bloody and gory, you still want a professional shot. You want to show what you really have and you want.
Well, why waste the time
right?
doing it if you're not going to do it right? Yeah. And that's my whole thing. I also, if I'm not happy with photos, I will redo them for free every time. You know, I can't. I'm a perfectionist to a point, but my perfectionism comes through total chaos. I plan half the shoot, and then I let the rest happen, you know. And I probably have, like, what would be called a horrible approach by some people. But everyone feels really comfortable with me, and they don't feel pressured, you mm-hmm. know, to, and like,
I, and
be.
And I like your way of, like, how to point out, like, hey, how to move, like, how to, what's the word, coach the model, because it sometimes grunts.
It actually works.
It works. It's fun. You're like, you'll, like, twitch your head to, like, the side.
I also often pose how I want my models to, and I accidentally stay like that. So all the photos of me taking photos is I am posing, but I don't realize I'm posing. I'm just automatically in that way. But I found that doing that audit, like, naturally brings my model into that pose to where it's not overposed, and it feels natural for them. Like, mm-hmm. they just feed off that energy. Like I said, oops, I burped.
Nice. Girly.
Everyone heard that? Yeah.
Woo!
Good. But yeah, words and stuff.
Stuff.
Whatever. Y'all get it by now.
No, but yes, please check her out. Check out all her stuff. Help her fund her brother's surgery.
I'll be getting the GoFundMe up soon. Mm-hmm. I've been so busy with ridiculousness.
I think the easiest thing is add both. Add her fan page, D-Evolutionary Photography, and add her Lachelle Clay Pool on Facebook, and you'll get everything there. You'll just have all the information. You can get prints, schedule shoots.
If you just search for my name on Google,
you have a very unique name.
I do, Lachelle Claypool. And no, I don't know if I'm related to Les Claypool or not, because I get that all the time.
Who knows, you might.
I hope. I mean, you know, exceptionally talented. I don't know, you want to honk my own horn, but he's pretty cool too. You know, Les is cool. Yeah, pretty cool basis. He's all right. No, I'm just kidding. He's kind of a god. I'd like to think that we're related in my head.
It's like you are.
I hope so. I'll pretend. Yes.
Yes, you are. That is your uncle.
Yeah, why not? It's a brother my dad never knew he had.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining us on the broadcast.
Yes, thank you for having my obscene self.
I love it. And thank you guys for listening. Again, give us a call. Send us an email, all mm-hmm. that. We'd love to have you guys in, or have you guys comment on the broadcast.
Yes.
And look at my weird work.
Yep. Bye,
Expect
everyone.
Expect lots of dead girls.
Bye.
Bye.